Indray an tena misy an fanafiana ara de demoniaka de tena hoe tonga mitady antsika mihitsy ny devoly.
And for me it's more like when I know I'm not doing anything wrong and I can't blame myself.
De ho anahiko an le izy ohatra hoe rehefa tsy nisy zavatra tsy mety nataoko ary tsy afaka ny hoe manome tsiny tenako ahako an.
And then I realized there's just too many things that are going wrong at the same time.
Tenefa ako veo mahatakatra ohatra ny hoe misy zavatra maro tsy tokony hitranga mitranga amina fotoana miaraka.
We're all mathematicians.
Tsika rehetra mpahay matematika daholy.
We can all count to three.
Afaka mahay manisaka hatramin'ny telo.
And you know, when one thing goes wrong, it's okay.
Raha ohatra ka zavatra anakiray no hoe mandeha ohatra ny hoe mitranga dia tsy.
But sometimes you do the maths and you work out there's just too many things going wrong at the moment. The child is sick. The car breaks down. You need a plumber and the plumber's sick. That's my problem at the moment. The plumber's sick. I didn't have a good bath or a shower since last Tuesday.
You
better not come too close. I could be stinky at the moment. I'm carrying buckets of water. So I don't have to have ice cold water. And I'm bathing with a cup, you know.
You know.
God's just making me more Malagasy. I carry water now and I bath with a cup. But then the first plumber gets fired and the second one takes ill. And that could just be ordinary trouble until two or three or four of the children are sick. And then I get insomnia at night and I can't sleep. And then a demon comes and possesses a mosquito. And comes to wake me up just as I sleep. Now, those are small things. But sometimes you get the feeling like things just aren't going smoothly and your life is being hindered and harassed. Sometimes it's much, much worse. Sometimes something happens and you feel violated or you go through a tragedy. You know, when someone breaks into your house and takes your belongings, and you feel like they've actually invaded your privacy, your life. Or a child dies, something that's really tragic. And we feel like this cannot be God, this is the devil. Well, a bit of background first. Let's look at a bit about the devil. He's described by the Bible as the prince of this world. That's actually how Jesus referred to him. Because somehow, somewhere along the way, man surrendered authority to the devil. And so he's also called the God of this age. And the ruler of the kingdom of the air. So he has some influence on earth. Mostly thanks to Adam, I think. When Adam listened to him instead of listening to God.
And
the devil shows up very, very early in the story. In the book of Genesis, in chapter
3,
the serpent is introduced. The serpent is a manifestation of the devil. Don't say every snake is, just snakes are just snakes.
And
when you kill a snake, you're not killing the devil, you're just destroying nature. But in that creation story, the devil was there at the beginning. And so when we study more in the Old Testament, we don't get a very clear explanation. But we can figure out that the devil was actually an angel. He was some kind of a created being created by God. A spirit being. And part of the angelic realm. And not many details are given, but it appears that he rebelled against God. So there was this kind of like attempted coup d'etat. And a third, maybe, if we take the metaphor in the book of Revelation, maybe a third of the angels sided with the devil. I'm referring to, let me find the text for you. It's Revelation 12, verse 4.
Apocalypse
you can read verse 3 and 4.
Ova kitsikena ndiny fatelo ansiny faevatra. Ary nisy famantarana hafa koa hita tany an-danitra, ka indro nisy dragona mena lehibe nanandoa fito sy tandroka folo, ary misy diadema fito amin'ny lohany. Ary ny rambony dia nanala ny apatelo ny kitana amin'ny lanitra ka ny ka manjera ireny ho amin'ny tany. Ary ny dragona nijanona teo anatrehan'ilay vehivavy efa hiteraka mba handrapaka ny zanany raha vao teraka.
See, in Revelation, it's speaking about Jesus' birth. And we know that Herod tried to kill Jesus. And he had all the little boys under two, all in that area, killed. So the dragon was already there, roaring over Jesus' birth, trying to kill him. And we see right before that it says his tail swept a third of the stars out of heaven. And he was cast down to earth. Whenever something's cast down to earth from its right position, we see that as a result of some kind of a conflict with God. And so we assume that there were these angels and they rebelled against God and they lost. And it seems the devil was the leader of that rebellion. So we get him in very ancient stories like the story of Job.
De itatsika ihany koa izy a ao amin'ny tantaran'ny Job izay tantara efatra nainy.
Let's look at Job 1 verse 7 to
12. Dia hoy Jehovah tamin'ny Satan, avy aiza ianao? Tena mali an'i Jehovah Satan ka nanao hoe avy nizahazaha teny amin'ny tany aho ka nivezivezy teny.
See that verse, it shows us that he's kind of roaming through the earth looking for trouble.
Hitatsika izay andiny soratra masina izay hoe izy karazana hoe nivezivezy teto ambonin'ny tany dia nanao karazana zavatra maro tsy mety.
But he also gets summoned to appear before God. So God's in authority on his throne. And the devil experiences some measure of freedom roaming throughout the earth. And then God starts to ask him about Job. And read the next verses to 12.
Fa olona marina sy mahitsy izy sady matahotra an'Andriamanitra ka mifady ny ratsy. Ary Satana dia namaly an'i Jehovah ka nanao hoe moa tsy fanantenan-javatra va no atahoran'i Joba an'Andriamanitra? Tsy ianao va no nanao fefy manodidina azy sy manodidina ny tranony ary manodidina izay ananany rehetra? Notahinao ny asa tanany ka manenika ny tany ny omby aman'ondrony. Fa injiro ange ny tananao ka tendreo izay ananany rehetra. Ratsy andanao eo masonao azy izy e? Dia hoy Jehovah tamin'ny Satana, indro eo an-tananao izay ananany rehetra, fa ny tenany ihany no aza aninjiranao an-tananao, dia nivoaka Satana niala teo anatrehan'i Jehovah.
So you see the devil kind of needs some permission there.
Tanareo eto any devoly dia ohatrany hoe mangataka alalana tamin'Andriamanitra.
He says, if I touch Job, then he will curse you, God. Sometimes the best people get harassed by the devil. The devil didn't get access to Job because of Job's sin. The devil got access to Job because of Job's righteousness. But God limited what the devil was allowed to
do.
It seems like God is completely in control. He actually is. So the devil goes out and does real damage to Job's life. And he fails to get the result he wanted. And there's a second round you can read in verse 4 to 7
of chapter 2. Dia nivoaka Satana avy teo anatrehan'i Jehovah ka namely vairatsy an'i Joba hatramin'ny faladiany ka hatramin'ny tampondohany. Dia naka tavim-bilanin'ny arona izy raha nipetraka teo andaveniny ary hoy ny vadiny taminy. Azafady ka hatramin'ny fahafito kay.
So you read from 4 to 7.
Azafady ka hatramin'ny tenandiny faefatra ka hatramin'ny fahafito. Ary Satana dia namaly an'i Jehovah ka nanao hoe hoditra fefin'ny hoditra eny izay rehetra nanan'ny olona dia omeno fefiny ainy. Fa injiro ne ny tananao ka tendreo ny taolany sy ny nofony. Raha tsy andahanao eo masonao azy izy e, dia hoy Jehovah tamin'ny Satana, indro eo an-tananao izy, ny ainy tokana ihany no aza asiana. Dia nivoaka Satana avy teo anatrehan'i Jehovah ka namely vairatsy an'i Job hatrany amin'ny faladiany ka hatramin'ny tampondohany.
So a righteous man is harassed by the devil. And God controls exactly where the line is drawn, how far the devil can go. So So there we have a picture of God's sovereignty. And we go on now and we ask the question, what is happening with the devil now? Like, where is he heading? So he's been around from before Adam and Eve. And he was there in the garden when Adam and Eve sinned. And then in Genesis 3 verse 15, we get the first prophecy about Jesus. And God says to the devil, I'm
going
to make you an enemy of this woman's offspring. You can read it, Genesis 3 verse 15.
Genesis 3 verse 15. Dia ampifandra fesiko ianao sy ny vehivavy ary ny taranaka ao sy ny taranany. Izay izy anolotoron'ny lohanao ary ianao kosa anolotoron'ny ombelahy tongony.
So there's a prophecy about Jesus coming and being crucified. That he will crush the devil's head. Take away his authority. And the devil would bruise his heel. So from the beginning of the story, God promises the devil justice is coming.
And
when the devil rebelled against God in heaven, God threw him down instantly. There was no competition.
And
then when the devil wanted to do something to Job, he had to get God's permission. And then Jesus comes and he defeats the devil at the cross. And he's risen from the dead to overcome death. And then in Revelation 20 verse
10,
we see the Bible is much more clear about the end of the devil than the beginning. We didn't get told a lot about where the devil came from, but we get told very clearly where the devil's going. And so let's read Revelation 20 verse 10.
Ary ny devoly izay namitaka azy dia natsipy tany amin'ny fariafy solifara izay misy ilay bibidi sy ilay mpaminany sandoka koa ary ampijaliana andro amanalina mandrakizay mandrakizay ireo.
There's the end of the devil.
Izay no afarany devoly.
He gets thrown in the lake of fire.
Atsipy ao amin'ny farim rehetra afo.
And there he remains forever.
Any no itoerany mandrakizay.
So then the question is, why is the devil still around? This question, when you answer it, can really bring you to a place of strength. You see, when God created this angel, either he knew the angel would revolt against him or he didn't. This is just logic. When God made
Lucifer,
Either he knew Lucifer was going to rebel or he didn't. But then we're saying either God is omniscient or he isn't.
Either
God knows all things or he doesn't. But he does. He does know all things. God is omniscient. So when he created this angel, he knew already this is going to be the devil. God had foreknowledge.
He knew,
but he's not guilty of doing anything wrong. Because God created a glorious angel. The rebellion is all the responsibility of the devil. That's on him. Whatever God does is right and good. So God made an amazing angel, knowing this angel will turn traitor on him. God's not responsible for the devil's evil. But he knew it would come. So then you have to ask your question, why did God allow all of that? Because he knew that he can work this for his glory. Why is the devil still around? Clearly, God is more powerful. He could dispose of him in an instant. The devil is still around because he can serve a purpose for the glory of God. Now, I'm not saying evil is good at all. I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying God is in control and he sees where things are going. So God has absolute sovereign control over what the devil can and cannot do. Thus, in the wisdom of God, the devil is useful to the goal of God in some way or other.
Now
that's a bit too big for me, those thoughts, but nevertheless, that's what Scripture is showing us. So the devil's still around because God allows that. Everything Jesus is trying to build has been built in the face of the opposition of darkness. Jesus said, "On this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail." But he's building his church in opposition to darkness. If you think you face opposition, Jesus has built in the same context that we build in. So the devil's around and he will come around. I would maybe prefer it if he wasn't. But the fact is, God has allowed him. Because something glorious will be achieved. And so we can conclude that the devil is going to come around sometime.
Ephesians 6 verse 12.
It says, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against rulers and authorities, cosmic powers over this present darkness, against spiritual forces of evil. So we're in a spiritual battle. And there is evil. The devil and his demons may come. Revelations 2 verse 10 is very sobering.
Apocalypse 2 faharoa dia andinin'ny fahafolo dia manazava be mihitsy. Aza matahotra izay efa hiaretanao. Indro ny devoly efa hanaon'ny sasany aminareo ao an-trano maizina mba ho voazahatoetra ianareo sy ampahoriana hafolona. Aoka ho matoky hatramin'ny fahafatesana ianao dia omeko anao ny fatom-boninahitry ny fiainana.
The devil may come, but don't be afraid. Why is God saying don't be afraid? Because God's still in control. Because something's going to happen and it's going to work out well in the end. So the devil comes and he brings his temptation and he brings his intimidation. He's the seducer and he's the bully. He comes like a manipulative wife. All the seduction and the tricks. Puts on the pretty dress and tries to get your attention so he can control you. The devil tempts us sometimes. And other times he's the harsh husband. The one that shouts and loses his temper and slaps and beats. The intimidator. The roaring lion. So he does come sometimes. And maybe when you're feeling harassed and your kids are sick and the car doesn't work and everything seems to be going wrong, you feel pressure. How do you defend yourself? Well, what is happening, the Bible tells us, is an attack on our faith. When the devil came to Jesus and said, let me sift Simon Peter. Jesus says to Simon, he says, I have prayed for you that your faith may not fail. The goal of the devil's attack is to decrease our faith, to break our faith. He may make you sick in your body. That isn't his victory. It's his strategy to attack your faith. The devil hasn't won if he made you sick. He attacked Job. Job was, he lost his family, his possessions. He got sick in his body. But he never cursed God. The devil never won. His attack was to break Job's faith, and he failed to break Job's faith. God allowed the devil to hurt Job because he knew the victory was secure.
And
again with Peter, the devil comes and asks permission. Can I sift Peter? And Jesus says yes.
That's
so hard. Wish God had always said no. In my life, I don't want Jesus to say yes to the devil to come and sift me. But sometimes Jesus will say yes. The devil can come and sift your life. But Jesus also says, I have prayed for you that your faith will not fail. And then Jesus goes on, and he says to Peter, when you have turned back, strengthen your brothers. So you're gonna go into a hole, but when you come out, you're gonna be stronger than ever. You're gonna be able to strengthen your brothers. That's not a picture of someone who's been broken by the devil. And what we see happen after that is amazing. Peter does in fact go through a dark place, a difficult time. Peter was very proud. Jesus says, you're going to deny me. He says, never. And then Peter denies Jesus. The cock crows, the rooster crows. Peter is broken. He feels like a total failure. He turned his back on Jesus. And in the process, Peter, the proud, arrogant man, is humbled. And when Jesus appears to Peter again, after his resurrection, he affirms Peter again. And Peter is healed, but without the pride and the arrogance. And later, we see a humble man strengthening his brothers. Let's read 1 Peter 5, verse 6. I'm going to close with this. From verse 6 to 11.
Ary andriamanitra ny fahasoavana rehetra izay efa niantso anareo ho amin'ny fonahiny mandrakizay ao amin'ny Kristy rehefa niatra fahoriana vetivety ianareo dia izy no atanteraka sy ampiorina ary ampitoetra anareo ho anza ho ana zavatra ho azy any ny fanjakana mandrakizay mandrakizay amen.
Peter writes as one who's experienced that.
We petera de nanoratra tahaka ny hoe anankiray izay tena niaina n'izany zavatra zany.
He says, take a shortcut, just humble yourself right away. I mean, that's why he went through such a hard experience. So he tries to save them and says, just humble yourselves.
And no matter what,
trust God. Your worries, your anxieties, just put them on him. He says, your enemy is prowling around looking for someone to devour. Resist him standing firm in the faith. And he says, because you know, this happens to all of us. And God will, when you've suffered a bit, God will restore you. He'd experienced this. So the two things I want you to see this morning is that the devil's attack is actually an attack against your faith. And so when you stand firm in your faith, you're actually resisting and overcoming. I might get sick, but God will heal me. My children may be sick, the dog may bite me.
Ni akinzanako mety arar ni alika mety anaikitrako.
The devil's not winning if I stand firm in my faith. And now the second thing is the guarantee of standing firm in your faith. It's the intercession of Jesus. Jesus said to Peter, don't be afraid, he says, I've prayed that your faith will not fail. And then there's no doubt about his prayer being answered. Because he goes on and says, when you turn back, strengthen your brothers. Jesus didn't say, if you make it through the devil's attack, he said, when you turn back, strengthen your brothers.
Jesus sent ten we raha mitodika anao fa rehefa mitodika ho izy anao dia apaherezo ny ralanao.
You can conclude this, that the devil will sometimes attack you.
Afaka manao feintsika hoe indraindray ny devoly dia afaka manafika anao.
But you can know that God is sovereignly in control.
Fa afaka mafantatra nefa anao hoe Andriamanitra dia mifehy tanteraka.
And God has purposed for us to stand firm in our faith. So that having suffered and being strengthened again by God, we can strengthen others. And God receives the glory. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, your love for us is vast. And we want to learn to lean upon you. Even as we might feel at times that we're attacked by the devil, may we look to see what you are doing, Lord. And may we stand firm in our faith and humble ourselves before you, knowing that you will heal and restore
And
through our suffering, make us even better for other people. So that we can live more for your glory. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.